Most people will be aware that there was a decision from the Environment Court this week confirming the Auckland Council decision that marina can go ahead at Kennedy Point. And the man behind that marina proposal is Tony Mair. He's on the line. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
So, Tony, tell us, what does this decision mean? What are we going to see happen now at Kennedy Point?
The decision vindicates the design we've been working on for 2.5 years, and we've now passed the test. Initially, Auckland Council gave consent, and then it was confirmed by 5 independent commissioners, and now the judge has reaffirmed that consent, so we can proceed. It will probably take 6 months from today to the commencement of construction, and construction period will be 18 months.
And once that construction is complete, just talk us through a quick overview of what will be there.
Oh, well, everything you see on the plan will be in operation. I can't open the marina until it's complete with power and water and sewage and, you know, all the associated activities in the marina. And boats will be allowed to enter on opening day.
So one of the, you've run a few of these things before. Yep. So, you know, one of the issues that I suppose has come up through this whole process is, the issues around wildlife, environment, and so on. What are your plans for stewardship of the bay? I mean, this is, you know, quite a responsibility to be able to build something in a public space like this.
It is. We have approximately 155 consent conditions to comply with, and a lot of them are during construction and at this phase of the job, but there is also a large number controlling our activities for the ongoing 35 years of the marina occupation. So that's all covered with noise, pollution, all environmental matters. It's all covered under consent conditions.
And were there extra conditions?
The judge has reaffirmed that those conditions are operative.
And were there extra conditions imposed by the Environment Court and its outcome?
No additional ones. No, we worked. I've been in the industry 40 years, and my team have used conditions that are on other marinas, plus conditions that were imposed for the failed Maitea project. And we presented a set of conditions to the 5 independent commissioners, they've been accepted.
So since the decision has come out, has there been kind of a, you know, have you had new inquiries as to births and so on?
Or are you absolutely. As at this morning, there's 807 registrations of interest for the births. So since the consent was granted by the court last week, it's been another 60 come in, yeah.
So
it's climbing very high. I've never had that high demand on marinas for the last 40 years.
And are these inquiries, are they from the island or are they from elsewhere?
This week's ones I don't know, but we've had hundreds from residents and ratepayers on the island. It's pretty obvious that people who want a marina on Waiheke have got an association with Waiheke. I mean, you don't just buy down there if you don't have friends or family or real estate on the island. So I think there'll be at least 50% of the berths sold to people with an association on the island.
Now, you're planning construction in 6 months. Is there a wait and see period to see if there's any kind of appeal or anything before you launch into things?
No, appeal wouldn't worry us. We believe we've passed all the tests, and I'm prepared to proceed immediately. We've got a lot of consent conditions to put aside with Auckland Council. We've got to sell all the berths, and I've got to finalise the finer points of the design, and that'll take 6 months. And when we reach sufficient sales to go unconditional, that'll be the day construction starts and the contracts with the contractors are activated.
Now, as I said, I mean, you've got some experience in this field. No doubt there are, you know, as when you've done this in the past, there are things that come along that couldn't be anticipated. You know, in your past experience, what are some of those things that might, you know, might come up during the construction period that you couldn't foresee?
I've been a civil engineer for 55 years. I've been building marinas for nearly 40 years. I don't anticipate any unknowns. I believe I have the expertise to cover all contingencies.
So the issue of costs, so I understand that there's a consideration of seeking costs from,
yes,
Save Kennedy Point?
Yes.
Yeah, and so what's the rationale behind that?
When a party appeals a decision by Auckland Council, which is the case here, and they lose, costs will be awarded against the appellant, and we will be applying to the court early next week for a cost, which is in excess of $400,000. These appeals, which we don't think were very strong, has slowed the project 13 months and cost many, many, many hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You would anticipate,
you know, that when you take a project to appeal.
Well, I suppose on the other hand, you could expect to know that applying to build a private business in a public area is going to attract some feedback and some input from that community. So surely those kind of working through the process are part of your anticipated costs.
Project, and there's always opposition to a marina. People don't want it. They don't want change. They're scared of whatever. They can't afford a marina berth, so they don't want it, and they oppose it. But that's every marina I've ever done.
Coming back to that point, is that not part of what you would anticipate and build into the development of this, you know, that you would expect that a community is going to want to have its say and use those processes? I mean, after all, if the Environment Court is there because it is seen as a reasonable process for the community to have input in that way?
Well, the project was tested in front of five independent commissioners, not three, five they put in this, and it passed the test and got consent. Now, if any party questions that consent and also the consent of the experts and officers of Auckland Council, you're doing it at your own peril.
So I suppose on the other hand, if the consent hadn't been granted, you would have been appealing.
No, because I had a consent before it was taken to the Environment Court. It's the party that takes it to the Environment Court. I had a consent. It was consented by Auckland Council, so costs wouldn't have been awarded against me if I'd lost. No.
So this is you're well aware this is an issue which has divided the community, divided people in the community on this.
Well, you say that, but there's 9,000 people live on Waiheke, and there's probably 200 active opponents. So it hasn't divided the community at all. And as I said, we had a supporters group that came to the hearing, and they had 155 registered parties that were supporting it, which was a lot larger than the opposition group. So, I think it's just a case of opposition making more noise than the positive. But that's all passed. It's got consent, and the marina's going to be built.
So 6 months, you anticipate that getting going?
Yes, yeah. Yep. And then I'd just like to add that in November last year, we made an offer of settlement to FKP for $1 million to go to the community, which would be controlled by the community board, and they turned that down. So, they were looking after their own interests, not the interests of Waiheke.
Well, thanks very much for joining us this morning, Tony.
Thank you.
I suppose, despite your optimism, I'm sure there'll be many more words and much more to go on this before we get there. But thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Fine, thank you.
It's Tony Mair, and he is the man behind the Waiheke Marina. Now, I need to say as well, we did invite Save Kennedy Point to join the program this morning. They weren't able to send anyone along, and they have issued a written statement, but unfortunately they also weren't able to supply us with that. So they're probably your best point of view if you want to hear what Save Kennedy Point have to say about this, is to visit their Facebook page, and we are hopeful that they will be able to give us a statement at some point.